வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of June, 1975, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chastra Jatam.
Dr. Judah has written one very nice book. I've read it.
What? Dr. Judah's book.
Yes, I've read it. Did you like that book?
Oh, yeah.
He's coming here in 4 days to see you.
Yeah, that is very scholarly. And we are appreciated.
I've met him many times. Every day we are performing the festival,
good
Kirtan. He's very, very...
He has studied the moment very well. He is only surprised how these drug-addicted hippies have become devotees. That is his surprise. He has mentioned that. We appreciate your moment that we have turned so many drug-addicted hippies into devotees of Krishna and in the service of women. That they appreciate. And that is a fact. Yasya asti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasati. If one is turned into devotee, then all the good qualities automatically become manifest. That is the verdict of Bhagavan. Harava haktasya kuto mahadguna. Anyone who is not a devotee, his material qualification has no value. Manorathena sato dhavatu vahi. He is hovering over the mental plane. Therefore, in your country, Western country, the so-called big philosophers, scientists, they could not do anything tangible, because they are hovering on the mental plane. Hare Krishna. Manorathena. Mano means mind, and ratha means car. They are driving on the mental car. The mind is material.
We are getting many new men. Now we have about 115 men.
Another bus?
Yes, more and more buses.
Yes. Your country is full of buses.
Yes.
Jasmin Desi Jadachara. Your country is a motor car. But take advantage of motor car and utilize it for Krishna. That is the tactics. Not that, we have become Vaishnava. We don't touch motor car. It is material. This is not our purpose. Nidbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jukta Vairagya. You can utilize anything in relationship with Krishna. Because we see everything Krishna's. If the motor car is there, it is for Krishna. That is our mission. Puranda came there.
Puranda came.
Yes.
Yes.
So he said, "I am again surrendered."
I hope so.
So he has gone to Tehran.
Yes. A letter just came from him recently saying that he was very enthusiastic in his service there.
He is business-minded. Let him do business for Krishna.
He says there is so much money there, they don't know how to spend it. In Iran, people have so much money, they don't know what to do with it.
Yes, they're getting money for nothing.
Yes, coming out of the ground.
The Bengali said, Dulamati Dhatte Korimuta. They are catching dust and it is turning into coin.
Yes.
Again, this proverb is there. Dhulamati dhatte korimuta. He is thinking that I am taking some dust, but when it is in hand, it is coin. That is good time. And when it is bad time, you could catch coin, and when it is in our hand, it is dust. We should think that time may also come. Yes. Because after all it is Krishna's desire, turn dust into coin, to turn coin into dust. So we should be always careful. If we remain Krishna conscious, then the coin will never turn into dust. Otherwise, it can be turned. You American, you are now full of coins. Before turning it to dust, catch Krishna with the coin. It will never turn into dust. It will remain coin. I am very hopeful of the Americans because you are so nice devotees. You can keep your country cornful, not dustful. India is giving up Krishna and therefore turning into dust.
The whole thing is being done by the mercy of your books, Prabhupada.
Well, it is not my book, it is Krishna's book. I am trying my best to present it as it is, that's all. That much you can say, but there is nothing mine.
The effect of these books is hard to perceive immediately because we can't imagine how so many millions of books have gone out. In the future, they will all fructify as devotees, the people who have read them.
They will read. They'll get. Nowadays in the sixth canto, fourth chapter, the soul and how the soul is covered, that is being described. Wonderful. Srimad Bhagavatam Avalam Purana. Vidyan Chakri Sattata Sangit. It is written by the most learned Vyasadev, Vidwan, and Sattata Sangita. How merciful he was. He is still living, Vyasadev. He is still existing. Anartha Upasamam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Madhukhaji. Lokasya Ajanataha. Vidyan Chakri Sattata. Do you remember this verse? It is the first canto. Anartha, the soul has been embarrassed. The unnecessary things. Just like a man is within the huge garbage. What is his position? You have got your garbage car. Within that, a man is forced.
Abominable. Abominable.
It is like that. 24 elements. 5 material elements. 3 subtle elements. 5 working senses, and 5 knowledge-gathering senses. How many?
18?
No.
So far.
23, I think. five gross element, five senses, knowledge gathering senses, and five working senses, 15.
Then the objects?
The mind, ego, and mahatattva, 18, yes. And then five sense objects, the rupa, ras, form, taste, like that. Then 23.
Pradana.
Huh? Pradana. And then the soul, 25. 24 and three gunas. Satarandh, Rajagun, Tamag. 27. So, 27 layers of garbage. Underneath the soul. What he'll do, he's a small particle soul, and he's covered with so many material elements. To come out of it is very, very difficult. But if one is engaged in devotional service, he can come out immediately. Just like when one is spiritually perfect, he goes immediately to Krishna, penetrating this material covering of the universe. Immediately. Taktadeham punarjanmanaiti mameti. Immediately. That is spiritual force. Mancha bhavicharini utsijogina jasevat sagunan samatsittayitan brahma bhuyaka. Have you received any news from Bombay?
Yes, there's a letter, two letters from Gopal Krishna. Palika brought them. Palika's come.
So what is the position there?
Well, I haven't read the letters yet, but she was saying that on the whole, Mr. Matri now is diminishing. They have met with his superior in the party, and the superior is very much... he's not happy with Mr. Matre's activities and his reputation, and he says that in the forthcoming election, he may not even put him on the election ballot.
That will be right punishment for him. Then he'll understand. That will be more than death. Yeah. Politicians, if they refused political seat, that is more than death. Just like Krishna was advising Arjuna that you are known as a great hero, and if you don't fight, then they will blaspheme you like anything. That will be more than death, better die. When they will say, Nindanti, yeah, the Arjuna has become a coward. He could not fight, he won't die. That blaspheme will be more than death. So, by the grace of Krishna, it has come to the notice of the...
The other party members, the party superiors, they are... His reputation is damaging their party.
Yes.
His activities are so unscrupulous.
They're harassing us, so anyway. Only in Bombay.
That means if we become successful finally, it will be a tremendous success, I think.
Yes.
Something very big will happen there.
Now our next attempt will be Kurukshetra. By Krishna personal spoke Bhagavad Gita. Recently I had been in Kurukshetra.
Yes.
You were? Yes.
Yes.
So I have decided to do something there. Because Krishna personally spoke there. Our two movements, we are preaching Krishna consciousness on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. And we are holding Ratha Yatra. All these two incidences took place as Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is so important. Krishna, Balaram and his sister on some occasion of lunar eclipse. They came from Dwarka in a chariot, ratha, two brothers and sister. And that is the occasion of Ratha Yatra. The Vrindavan inhabitants, especially Radharani, they came from Vrindavan to see Krishna after a long time and pleaded that, Krishna, you are the same Krishna, I am the same Radharani. But this place is not the proper place. And let us go to Vrindavan. That is Mahaprabhu's feeling.
Yes, you've expressed that in Madhya Leela.
That Mahaprabhu's feeling of Krishna is like that. Therefore, he took part in the Ratha Yatra and invited Krishna to come to Vrindavan. So these two important things took place in the Kurukshetra. So we must have a very big temple there and a Varnashram college. This is my desire. Krishna's direct instruction, Bhagavad Gita. It should be a historical, it is historical. People should come here as the most important historical. And Gita is well known all over the world. And Gita begins with the word Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre. Kurukshetra in that sense is very important.
That was one of the first things you told us when you came, that Kurukshetra is an actual place. There's a railway station, people can go there.
Yeah.
We had never known that. We thought it was something mythological.
There is no. The political leaders, they have made it. Natural. I want to love somebody. It is not unnatural. When that love is reposed to Krishna, that is perfect. The Mahavadi, they are frustrated. Therefore, they want to make this love into zero. They cannot understand Krishna's love with gopis. How are you? Are you Greek, Prabhu? How are you? You are looking better, brighter, when I saw you in Nivindam last night. You have got so much talent for serving Krishna. Everyone has got that I am speaking. We have to do that. He's a good typist, you know that? I think he's the best of all of our men. He can type very swiftly and correctly. I think in our group, I give Prabhu and Satsaru Maharaj. A very good time. And Jayadvaita, I think you are also, no?
Yes.
You are good time. So why you have not published Bolimardhan's article?
Bolimardhan's article?
Yes.
We were waiting. We weren't sure if it was appropriate to publish it.
He thought disappointed. He has published. He has written very nice.
He has written nicely.
Yeah.
We can publish it.
So we should. Yes, here is it. What is that?
Illusion and Reality.
Yes.
Two essays.
Yes, presented very nicely. we should encourage our men. Yeah. And our men, all our men should write. Otherwise, how we shall know that he has understood the philosophy? Writing means Savanam Kirtanam. Savanam means hearing from the authority. And again repeating. This is our business. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. About Vishnu, not for any politician or any other. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. About Krishna or Vishnu. And that is success. Here and repeat. Here and repeat. You haven't got to manufacture. Any one of us, simply, if we reproduce the first part which I have given in Bhagavad, we become a good speaker. What I am doing, I am doing this same thing, writing this same thing, so that modern man can understand. Otherwise, we are repeating the same thing. They are repeating also same thing. Sense gratification. Punak punak charvita charvanana. But because that is material, they are not getting happiness. But the spiritual thing, we are chanting the same Hare Krishna, simply repeating, but we are getting transcendental bliss. What we are doing? Same Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, process is the same, the subject matter is different. Turnam jatheta. We should try very fast before the next death comes. And death will come. So we shall prepare in such a way that before the next death comes over, we finish our Krishna consciousness business and go back to home bed. Tattadeham punarjanmane. This is purpose. Because if we wait for another birth, maybe we may not get even Bharata Maharaj. He also slipped, he became a deer. So we should always keep vigilant. We have got this opportunity, human form of life. Let us utilize it to the fullest extent and be fit for going back to home. That is intelligence. Not that all life I shall get again chance next month. That is not very good policy. Turnam. Turnam means very hastily. Finish. Turnam jateta anamutta pateta javat. Then these people are wasting time. As if they will live forever. What is the use of this? Karasi. It is very popular in Mexico.
Everywhere.
Will that method save from death? When the death will come, will this sound go? Will send them? This is foolishness. Instead of chanting Hare Krishna, then resounding some sound, thinking that this sound will save. This is called foolishness. Mura. Vishachapaya janamati chandamai. And if you ask them that why you are sounding so loudly, chant Hare Krishna. They love.
What did Bhaktivinoda Thakur mean when he said, I'm going my work unfinished? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur stated that he was leaving this planet with his work unfinished.
Now let us finish. We are descendants of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he kept unfinished so that we shall get the chance to finish it. That is his mercy. He could have finished immediately. He's Vaishnava, he's all powerful. But he gave us chance that you foolish people, you are also what? That is his mercy. So you should pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that we are your grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So we have got some right to beg some mercy from you. The grandchildren get some indulgence from the grandfather. So I pray like that. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mercy. Vaishnava can, just Krishna doesn't require anyone's help. Still he's asking, surrender to him. He doesn't require anyone surrender. But it is for him, good, one who surrenders. Not Krishna is in need of anyone's service. He is complete. But he comes as if he is in helpless condition. That is for his good. One who is surrendered, he'll get good. Krishna is self-sufficient. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is self-sufficient. But if he says that I'm keeping unfinished, that means he gave us the chance, the opportunity. So we should always pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be merciful upon us, so that we can execute his unfinished task. That should be all. Never you should think that what Bhaktivinoda Thakur could not finish, I am finished. Don't think like that. It is not like that.